But now, ladies and gentlemen, making a triumphant return to the Radio Yorkshire airwaves. Last time we spoke to her was ahead of the Championship playoff final, which was Huddersfield Town against Reading. Massive Reading fan. And, well, I think it's fair to say we have not had a pundit as great as this on the radio since. So that's why we've invited her back again. And that is my Auntie Joyce. Good morning, Auntie Joyce.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah,
You've been up all night watching the election broadcast, haven't you?
Yes, I have. You know what I'm like. I'm addicted to it.
So what are your thoughts, Auntie Joyce? It's a hung parliament.
Oh, I know. I'm very surprised, actually. And I was keeping my eye on Yorkshire as well to see what you've been doing up there.
Yeah, I think I think a lot of people are waking up this morning and being a bit surprised about it, Auntie Joyce.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, what is to be will be, won't it?
Well, exactly. I suppose it's a little bit exciting because it's a little bit of unknown again now, Auntie Joyce.
Well, that is true. I think it's probably all the young people that they've appealed to, and that's what got them going, and they've got them to turn out and vote. Because I think it's been about a 70% vote, hasn't there?
You're right. The 18 to 24 bracket,
63%, something like that.
Is it really? Yeah. It's a fantastic turnout, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I suppose that's one thing, is that Auntie Joyce, is that the young people are starting to get engaged in politics. It's always seen as an idea for sort of maybe the older generations, but for, young people are engaged in politics for once.
Well, they've got to be if they're coming out of college and things with bills of £30,000 down their neck, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. One thing we should mention as well, Auntie Joyce, is we've not spoken since Reading lost against Huddersfield on penalties in the playoff final. Are you over that now?
I believe they've been sold to Chinese people.
Oh, okay.
And they've got the an open end. They can buy what people they want to play this coming season.
Really? Okay, so there's a bit of money coming into Reading. I suppose that bodes well for this Championship season, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good news anyway. Oh, and the manager's going to stay as far as we know.
Oh, so Yapstam's going to stay because Leeds need a new manager, and I think that there were certain people who were putting money on Yapstam being the new Leeds manager.
Yeah, I know. But the lady down there that actually works in the offices and that works with the team, she told me that, as far as I know, he's staying, and they're all pleased about it.
There we go. Inside knowledge from my Auntie Joyce. That's what we want. That's what we have. Inside knowledge of Reading Football Club. This is amazing. Now, we've been talking, Auntie Joyce, this week, because Derek's hails from my co-host here. He hails from north of the border in Scotland. And of course, it's Scotland against England this weekend, which is quite exciting. Are you excited about a Scotland England match, Auntie Joyce?
I'm fingers crossed that England will do well. I'm going to put my little flag in the window.
There we go. Derek, are you excited about Scotland England or not?
No.
Okay. Is that because you're feeling you might lose?
I've lost complete and utter interest in Scotland, really, under Gordon Strachan. He has to go. And against England, a side that I'm expecting an absolute doing on Saturday.
Oh, really?
And hopefully, in a way, they do get a doing. And then it might mean that Gordon Strachan gets old heave ho.
And then
get a new manager in.
Possibly the next Leeds United manager. You never know.
Well, I'm not hearing you very well now.
Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you, but I can't. It's a bit.
That'll just be my accent, probably.
It'll be Derek's accent. He's very Scottish, Auntie Joyce. He's very Scottish. I'll tell you what. What we'll do is we'll get a score prediction. Well, a score prediction from Derek, first of all, on Scotland versus England. What do you reckon?
2-0 England.
2-0 England. And what would your score prediction be for Scotland, England, Auntie Joyce?
Well, I'll say 1 England, because I don't want to be over. Sort of zealous about it.
Yeah, you don't want to be greedy. Don't want to be too greedy. You don't want too many goals.
Oh, that's right.
So
good luck to them all. And What's your team, Darren?
Bournemouth.
You're Bournemouth, aren't
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not doing bad either, are
they're
they?
Okay, yeah, they're doing okay. Premier League club, one of the richest 20 clubs in the world, so yep. Not bad, really. Yeah.
About to buy the great defender John Terry as well, so that'll be good.
Well, let's
You're a big
not.
Fan of him, aren't you?
I'm not a fan of John Terry. I like John Terry as much as my Auntie Joyce likes Harry Redknapp.
Oh, no.
Don't say any more, Auntie Joyce. Don't say any more. I know you're not the greatest fan of Harry Redknapp. I know that. Auntie Joyce, as ever, an absolute pleasure. Will you come on again and talk football and other stuff again soon with us?
Yes, I will.
Marvellous. You have a lovely day. Go and have a sleep, Auntie Joyce, if you've been up all night. Go and have a little sleep now.
Oh, I'll probably sleep all day if I go off like that. No, I'm going out lunchtime anyway.
Oh, good. Ooh. Where are you going? Anywhere nice?
Oh, we're going down to Boscombe, and we've got a nice little place down there. It's not very elegant, but they do lovely, proper English dinners, and you can have a lovely roast. And the lady and her daughter cook it, and it's beautiful, like Mum used to make.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That sounds really good. Were you enjoying? Are you going with Auntie Cora?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Yes. Have a lovely time, and then I'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you, and you be good, and love to everyone in Yorkshire.
Oh, thanks, Auntie Joyce. Bye.
Bye.